Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Thank you for being with us on the program today. Lorraine Angela Dobson is a writer living in Bismarck, North Dakota, previously a counselor and a grant writer. She raised funds to help renovate the stately Mandan Depot, which is now a Native American arts business. Her first publication was a journal article based on her doctoral dissertation about a Danish philosopher. The next publication, far less philosophical in nature, written in conjunction with Job Services North Dakota after the state's 1980s oil bust, entitled Dislocated Workers in the Building Trades. The article, by the way, was recognized by the State of Labor, Department of Labor, as the best work to come out of state. Her first novel, very well received with excellent reviews, The Light at the End of the World. She's the author of the nonfiction book Visions for Healers. And her latest novel, we'll be talking about first on the program today, Hard Road Home. Lorraine Dobson with us on the program. Lorraine, welcome to This Week in America. Great to have you with us on the show.
Hi, Rick. Nice to be here.
There is so much to talk about with all the books that you have written. The most recent, as I mentioned, is Hard Road Home. Let's talk about this because this is more than just a romance. We've got the cover that on the video version you're seeing on the screen. We'll talk about the cover in a second. Hard Road Home. Talk about the book and where you got the idea. This goes back to North Dakota, so I'm sure it's an area that you're familiar with.
Sure. And as perhaps many of your listeners will remember, about 5 or 6 years ago, we really began to hear about the Bakken oil boom, the Bakken being a large oil area that covers underground several states. It's a very deep pools of oil. And during the beginning of our last oil boom, it was a time when the country was still reeling from a terrible recession. There were thousands of people out of work. And so for a while there, North Dakota was kind of holding out the beacon of prosperity and job growth. And so in a very short period of time, around 2012, over 70,000 people came to our little agrarian state, which now is a big oil-producing state. But our population used to be 640,000 about 8 years ago, and now it's over 720,000, which doesn't sound like a lot for urban people, but out here that's a significant change in the state. And so I consider that influx of 70,000 people, a large percentage men, certainly early on, as being kind of a testosterone rush for the state. You couldn't get away from the fact that we were in the middle of an oil boom. Even here in Bismarck, the capital, which is 150 miles away from the epicenter of the oil boom. So with this testosterone rush going on, I thought, this is ideal ground for writing a romance and for exploring, with the tool of romance, the relationships, the lives of the workers themselves, the day-to-day people who were out on the rigs doing the hard work, driving the trucks, doing the tremendous labor needed to get at that oil.
And you capture all of that so well in the characters, and you talk about when suddenly North Dakota was growing, it was the place to go. I can remember reading where small towns in North Dakota suddenly were large towns in North Dakota, and how they were going to handle all of the influx from people all across the country. In the book, Hard Road Home, let's talk about some of the main characters. Amanda is interesting, and the thing that's so nice is you're reading the book, you really root for these characters. These are characters you really want to get involved with. Let's talk about Amanda. Give me some of her story.
Amanda is a young woman in her 20s. She's had some college, but not really. She's entered the workforce at a pretty young age. Her parents are average in income and not really able to help her out financially. But more important for the sake of my story, Amanda is really shy and insecure, and she's at the point where she should be getting out into the world to be the person that she's meant to be, but but she holds back and she shies away from life.
We're talking about the new book, Hard Road Home. Our guest on the program is the author, L.A. Dobson. The book is available all across the country. You'll find it at Amazon, at Barnes & Noble. Information, by the way, at Lorraine's website, which is lorrainedobson.com. You can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're talking about Amanda. She meets up with Clayton. And do a little background on Clayton. He, again, is exactly what you were talking about a few minutes ago. He comes from Kansas looking for money to support his family, ends up in North Dakota. Talk about a little bit about his background and how he meets up with Amanda.
Clayton is a truck driver, and people may not realize the crucialness of truck driving to the oil industry. When you drill one oil rig, a truck will have to make about 1,000 or more trips, or numerous trucks, to really get that rig up and running. So truck driving was a job in great demand. The wages were good. Clayton is from eastern Kansas. He grew up on the family farm. It's now in financial trouble, as were a number of small farms during the recession. And he wants to get up here, make money as fast as he can, send it back home, and save the farm that way. He's got tunnel vision. He has no room for anything else but driving that truck and raising that money.
You capture really what's happening on two levels. It is a story of personal relationships, and we get that very vividly in the book, Hard Road Home. Also, you capture, what you've been talking about, what everybody went through, what the people who lived in North Dakota were going through, and people like Clayton, who comes from another state, and the hard work that went into this. Talk about the writing process of this. So able to capture the emotion as well as real world, what was happening at the time.
For me, I was in a writer's group, and the suggestion came out that to capture characters, the best way to get deeply inside of somebody and to imagine them out from that is to concentrate on detail. First, the surface detail of this person who may or may not be visual, but I actually found the Clayton model in a fast food restaurant. I saw this guy in the plaid shirt and boots, and I described him in the beginning of the book. Never saw his face, but I began just describing what I saw on the outside and then took that description further and further into my own imaginary forays to create a character. A kind, compassionate, loving man who, through some struggles and losses, the grief of his own, is, like Amanda, reticent to be in relationships and wants to keep to himself.
Hard Road Home is the name of the new book. This is the newest from Lorraine Dobson. You'll see it as L.A. Dobson. The book's available all across the country. You'll find it online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and you can link on directly at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. One review said the characters and plot will stay with you long after you finish reading the novel. That's a real compliment because these are long-lasting characters. It's hard when you put the book down, you close it for the final time. That's really not closing the thought process on that, is it? These are characters that really resonate well with the audience.
Well, that's what readers and reviewers have said, so I really appreciate that. I think that being a counselor for many years and having a doctorate in counseling, I've been researching the human psyche and talking to people on a pretty deep level for a long time. So that's been very helpful. Another gift that I have, I believe, is the ability to capture dialogue. And people have commented on the conversations between my characters and how they're so realistic. And so I appreciate hearing that.
Well, and that is so important because so often you see all of this sort of extra dialogue. It's not really making any sense. What I'm reading in Hard Road Home really gives us a better understanding who these people are, in particular Amanda and Clayton, and does move the story along. How difficult is it, challenging for an author to use dialogue, but to keep the story moving and to give us a little more insight into who these characters are?
My experience was that in the writing of this book and other books that I've written, it's a very intense experience for me, and I'm thoroughly involved in those characters, and their conversations are playing in my head all of the time. I thought I should have a bumper sign that said, "I break for dialogue," because even I'm driving on the road, they'll be talking in my head, and I'll think, "Oh man, she said this." Oh, he said, "Okay, this is going to work." And so I think many writers can share this experience that you look totally normal to the outside world, but inside you are in a different reality, and you just have to keep those two together.
And I'm sure you have a keen sense of observation as you're looking at things. You look at it a little differently because here's something potential that I can use in a story. And certainly with dialogue, the way people speak, the words they use, that type of thing. Is observation a key to being a good writer?
Oh, absolutely. And observation has always been a big part of my life, not just from the counseling standpoint, but I actually got my bachelor's degree in art and am a painter. So I'm, especially when I'm working on painting, the world is very, very vivid to me. So for any writer, that sense of observation is really important.
Hard Road Home is the book we're talking about, the new novel from our guest on the program, author Lorraine Angela Dobson. Book is available all across the country and information at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Mention the other two books that you've written. I'll talk about them briefly as we've got a few minutes left in the program. The Light at the End of the World, that was your first novel, described by one reviewer as rich in vision, originality, and imagery. You have an ear for convincing dialogue, making deep history come alive. And once again, we're back to being praised for the dialogue. Tell me a little bit about the book, The Light at the End of the World. And that was the first novel that you'd written, and that was very well received as well.
Okay. Well, I'm going to just frame this a little bit for you. Hard Road Home is kind of a small picture book. It's the details of individuals' lives and how they fit together in quite a small frame. My other two books, such as The Light at the End of the World, are very much big picture books, and my own tendency is to see the world in big rather than small things. So I'm always thinking, if we do this, what are the implications for everybody else or the rest of the world or the universe? So so like I said, my natural tendency is to describe that big picture. When I began writing The Light at the End of the World, I'd just finished several rewarding and exciting years with the renovation of the Mandan Depot in Mandan, and the beginning of supporting a Native American arts store there through grant writing. And I came home, and I'd always wanted to write, but I always was not that happy just being alone by myself for a long time, and a writer has to be alone by herself for a long time. And so to get to that point where I could actually write took a period of actually praying and going deep in myself, and finally I was able to write and have the writing itself be a reward, and that was very helpful. I've been a long time student of feminism, and also the Sophia, the mother goddess history of all people on earth, I'm going to reach out and say. And so I'd always been studying the time of the Great Mother and prehistory, the end of the last ice age. So when I sat down to write The Light at the End of the World, I incorporated the scientific and philosophical, psychological elements that I'd been experiencing and reading about, researching over the last couple of decades. And that was the basis for my story. And I created my star, Thistle, to carry that story forward from the security of these people to a time of cataclysmic climate change and that effect on their civilization.
With us on the program today, Lorraine Dobson, author of three books. The new one we're talking about, Hard Road Home, described as a story of courage, self-discovery, and steamy romance on the scenic route of a journey home, getting excellent reviews. Hard Road Home. Her first novel was The Light at the End of the World, and we were just talking a few minutes ago about the nonfiction work Visions from the Heaven. Visions from Heaven. That's available, as are all the books, at Lorraine's website, LorraineDobson.com. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and you can link on directly. Lorraine, nice job on all three books. Look forward to having you back on the program. Thank you so much for being with us on the show today.
Well, thank you, Rick. It's been nice visiting with you.
It has been our pleasure. You're listening to Lorraine Dobson on This Week in America. Her information at the website, LorraineDobson.com. And of course, you can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.
Everybody wants cheap airfare, but where do you find it? You call low-cost airlines. Their prices are direct from the airlines, and they're so low you can't find these fares published anywhere. They specialize in cheap flights, discount hotel rooms, cheap car rental rates, and great package deals anywhere around the world. Wherever you want to go, they can help you get there cheaply and with a best price guarantee. If you want the lowest prices on your airline tickets or other travel services, call now. That's right, call. That's the only way to get these rates. Experts are standing by 24/7 to get you the cheapest airfare and hotel rates available. So don't wait. Call right now for the lowest travel prices anywhere and for great last-minute travel deals, too. Call right now. Operators are standing by. 800-298-0306. 800-298-0306. 800-298-0306. That's 800-298-0306.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597.